This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Soil Health Specialist Chandler Gruner from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Chandler, today we're talking residue from cover crops. Tell us more about that.
So sometimes when you have corn, soybeans, or especially corn with a higher residue, and dealing with that residue can be a concern a lot of times, especially for the no-till farmers, because early in the season when the microbes aren't awake and active yet, so they're not breaking down that residue as fast, it's just sitting there and it's not ready to be broke down, so they worry about planting that next crop into, especially the canola or soybeans. It's really critical to make sure you get the soil in a good preparation state to where the plants have an easy emergence, they're not getting hindered by something covering them or changing the soil temperature and keeping it lower in the springtime that can limit the growth of the plants early on.
All right, good stuff, Chandler. And hey, we'll talk more on residue from cover crops when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
There's no better place on earth to make lasting memories than on the water. And Four Bears Casino is giving you a chance to win a 2024 Bennington S model pontoon. Qualify now through May 3rd. Receive entries for every 100 points earned. Double points on Sundays. On May 3rd, registration for the Bennington pontoon starts at 4 p.m. at Four Bears Casino and Lodge. And drawings of 20 qualifiers will be drawn from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Start earning your entries today. See FourBearsCasino.com for details.
Talking residue from cover crops with Chandler Gruner today. And Chandler, tell us about strip tillage utilization.
So strip tillage is like a tool. It's got coulters in the front that kind of breaks down some of that. And it's kind of like putting an extra set of discs in front of your planter, your no-till operation drill. And so strip tillage kind of helps break down some of them stalks and kind of get them worked in the ground. If you've had a cover crop that you already early terminated a couple weeks before planting, it also can help kind of break that down and kind of cut it up a little bit so you can actually get your planter in there a little bit better. It also, when you're planting like urea fertilizer down, it can help mix the soil up. And so you can get a nice little mixogen if you're kind of used to that tillage system, or maybe you're coming from a till system and you're thinking about, I want to go to reduced tillage, so you're only going to do strip tillage in the spring. That's kind of a good way to transition into it. It still gets your fertilizer mixed in. It's still in your planting area, but it's not going to be as much tillage or as much large impact across the whole soil surface as the previous operation of doing all complete tillage everywhere.
All right, that'll put a wrap on this report. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by Four Bear Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.